Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and you could be listening to me possibly recorded from our North Fort Myers store in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership, right on Cleveland Avenue, north of the Coosatchee Bridge, about a mile south of Pine Island Road, about three blocks, right next to Northern Tool. And I possibly could be at Fish and Frank's in Port Charlotte at the Experience store. This ain't no boutique, I got guarantee. So anyway, I got Austin here. We're going to get down to business here real quick. Now, Austin, what are we going over today? We got something to go over. What are we going over?
How does nighttime bridge snook fishing sound?
Sounds good to me. Tell me about it. What do we do nighttime bridge snook fishing?
Go snook fishing, for the most part.
Oh. Henny Youngman, you're not kid, but you're working on it. Okay, go ahead.
Two major things I like to look for in the nighttime snook fishing. The biggest thing is my tide. I like a really good moving tide, incoming or outgoing. Outgoing is my preference, but I like at least a foot of moving water.
What type of bridges are you talking about?
Port Charlotte to Punta Gorda Bridge or Eljabeen Bridge.
The 41 Bridge or Eljabeen or any of the bigger bridges. We're not talking about the little bridges around town.
Yeah, I mean, the little bridges are good, too, if you get them where they have actual lights on them, where they cast a shadow line in the water. Shadow lines are a very important thing, and I was going to get onto that after I told you the second thing I like.
All right.
A full moon or a new moons are the best time that I like to fish for.
So very, very bright or very, very dark.
Yeah. A lot of times after a full moon, it won't be as good at night fishing. I mean, maybe a day or two, but once you get into the middle phase of it, it's not as good. New moons are actually very, very good to snook fish on, because whether you're on Punta Gorda Bridge, Eljabeen Bridge, or Eljabeen Fishing Pier, when it's a new moon, there's no moonlight out at all. It's gone. So all the lights on the bridge and all the lights on the piers cast a shadow line in the water, and it's extremely pronounced when there is no moon, because there's no other light to light it up. So a really, really dark shadow line to the light is very good to catch snook on. And
now, how are you fishing that shadow line? I'm assuming you're casting. Are you casting on the dark of the shadow line or out in the light?
What I like is I like to cast in the light and hopefully the tide. That's why I like an outgoing tide, because for most spots around here, they're outgoing spots. And let my line kind of be right on the shadow line as the tide is bringing it underneath the bridge. But I don't like it in the dark of the shadow line, but I like it bringing it that direction versus away from it.
So you cast like 3 to 5 feet out, let it kind of work its way right towards the shadow line as you're reeling.
Yeah,
in.
And a lot of times what I'll do is if I can't work the whole shadow line on one cast, I'll make it like a short 10-foot cast, 3 or 4 feet off it, reel it down the shadow line because it's going to fall into the dark, and then work my way and fish the shadow line a 5-foot section at a time to where you don't drag your lure over all the fish when it's in the wrong spot.
Gotcha. Now, what kind of lures do you use for this?
X-wraps work really good for it, like the green, olive green X-wrap, the 8 size.
Right.
A Storm Twitch Stick work good. Sometimes I try to avoid treble hooks and go to the Storm Swim Baits, actually.
Yeah, I got a new swim bait Storm came out with. You're going to have to go out and test for me.
Okay.
Another one, do you use Twitch Baits like mirror lures or anything else like that?
I personally don't like any Twitch Baits at night.
Okay, so at night you want something with a lip on it, something that'll help
like
give
a little bit of
noise and a little bit of rattle.
I like a little bit of rattle, and when I use swim baits, I don't like nothing bigger than a 4-inch. 5-inch is okay if you're only targeting bigger fish. If you're kind of going to catch snook and have fun, a 4-inch is plenty.
Gotcha. So the smaller the bait, the more varied of size snook you can get. You get the smaller ones and the bigger ones.
Yeah.
If using a bigger lure, you're eliminating the smaller fish, just targeting specifically bigger fish.
Yes.
Because big fish, big bait is true, because the smaller ones aren't going to hit it.
Yeah.
When you use a smaller bait, little
big fish and small fish,
everything eats it. Because,
yeah,
you know, let's face it, you walk by and take one or two Skittles or M&Ms out of a bowl and eat it, you know.
And when you're fishing a full moon, it's actually a little bit different, because
okay,
wherever the moon's at, it's going to cast a shadow line off a bridge and stuff. If the moon, like I said, depending on where it's at, but you'll always have the shadow line that the lights make from the bridge. It'll always be there. But when you have a full moon, sometimes you'll actually cast a shadow line between 5 and 15 feet in the shadow, to where it's a lighter shadow line. So that way you can actually fish two different shadow lines. And a lot of times you'll find tarpon in the light, dark shadow line.
So you've got the exterior shadow line, which is a combination of moonlight and overhead bridge lights. And then you have a shadow line under the bridge, which is just from the moonlight.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to see. And what I'll do is I'll focus on it. And before I go and make a bunch of casts on it, I'll see which one's doing better. Because I don't want to land my, especially like a 4-inch swim bait, on the wrong shadow line 15 times and drag it over all these fish when I'm fishing in the wrong spot. That's a little bit of a heavy thing to throw a bunch of times on.
Okay. So, anyway, that's Austin, and we've been talking about fishing the bridges and the shadow lines. This is Fish and Frank, and that's Austin over there. And we're getting Austin ready to kind of do some of his own stuff here. So, Austin, thanks so much. It was really interesting. I really enjoyed the part about the double shadow line bit. So, Fish and Frank here, Port Charlotte, the Experience Store, which definitely ain't no boutique, or the Fort Myers, North Fort Myers Store in Cleveland, just a little north of the Caloosahatchee Bridge, or three blocks south Pine Island Road, however you want to look at it, in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership. Thanks for listening, guys. Back to you, Josh and the gang.
Yes, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind.